Okay, I just want to start this by telling you where I'm coming from, okay? You know, this is many years ago, and my recollection may not be, 100%, but as I recall, I don't remember why or where we wanted to go, but Moshe Troisky, Zichrono Livracha, and myself, we wanted to go away for Shabbos, on Shabbos Chanukah, okay? So, I went over to the Rav, and I asked the Rav, what should we do? I asked the Rav, what should we do? So, the truth is, what he told me is not as important as the tone of his voice and the exclamation. He basically said to me, Ilson, who goes away for Shabbos Chanukah? Like, you know, what's the scoop here? Well, you know, what's the scoop? So, okay, no, the shiur is going to be about this issue, okay? And then, learning of Gershon, also of Gershon Zaks, the Chon of the Bochel, the Chopetz Chaim's grandson. So he asked Reb Gershon, you know, what about, he says, you know, there's a problem, there's a Shulchan Aruch, you know, and we'll deal with it. He gave a shiur on Nachsanoi. Okay. What I want to do now is discuss Achsanoi, and basically what you'll end up doing is discussing what is the Chivas Halokas Ner Chanukah, how does one discharge his obligation, and whether Achsanoi is an isolated phenomenon or expression, a phenomenon or expression of the norm, and just how all this plays itself out, okay? And where the Rav was coming, where Gersh is coming from, okay? Now, I'll just, that's the thing, and I did this, and I had like one version of this, and I said it to somebody, and I went over again, and this is the version where it is now, okay? And, you know, it could be changing, but that's where it is now. It's only, you know, I even dying in my shade of voice. Okay, here's the story. That was Dagdoma, okay? The moment Shabbos. Chav Gimel Oman Aleph. Om Rav Sheshes Achsanoi. That's really the way the Rambam teaches it up, and that it's a guest. Olach, Oreach. Oh! Achsanoi Chayiv B'nei Chanukah. Which is an amazing statement. What do you mean Chayiv? What the Chayiv? Achsanoi Chayiv B'nei Chanukah. So we'll see what that means, okay? And then the Gemara tells us a story. Om Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira, Meireish Ki Avina Beirav. When I was a bocho in yeshiva, okay, mishtatafno b'prite, b'hodi ushpiza, the place I was staying, or whatever it is, I was mishtatef b'prite. Bosin misive, now that I'm married, the story changes. Bosin misive itza, when I got married to this, to a woman, whatever it is, Amina, Hashda vadai lo tzrichano. I don't have to be mishtate b'priti. The komadlik alai b'go besoy. She lights in my house. Okay. And aside, that a woman can light for a man, but that's not really, no. Okay, good. Amazing in the Gemara, you know, there's another Gemara about Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, and Lord, yes, and we said, no. There's no discussion about Mahadrin, you know, Rav Zeira Kilu was the Poshti Yid. He wasn't Kilu running away. You know, what happened to Mahadrin? What's going on here? Okay? That is... Okay. Lamaisa, when the Gemara talks about the Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Chanukah, it says, Ner Ish Uveisai.
The Gemara on Shabbos, Tano Abonim, Mitzvahs, Chanukah, Ner Ish Uveisai. Okay? And with the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah, Halacha Gimel, where he discusses what the Takana was, which he spoke about. Umadlikin bohen aneirois be'erev al pischei habatim. Okay. Neishu, the question is that maybe that's part of the base. There's batim over here. Okay. So there's not only a chiyuv halacha, there's something about batim. So, in fact, that batim are so important, okay, and such an integral part of Halachas Ner Chanukah, that might be the reason why Rashi disagrees with Tesis, where you are madlik al Pesach Habayis or Pesach Achotzer, because you can only understand Halachas Ner Chanukah according to Rashi, in the frame of reference of a bias. The fact that it's a Pesach which comes and into the Chotzer, which is a Tashmish HaBayis, and ends up in the bias, that may not be enough. Eini, okay? And not only that, there's an issue of Pischei HaBatim. In fact, that's what the Tano Rabbanan, that's Gemara in Shabbos, on Chof Aleph on the base. Tano Rabbanan, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Lanicha, Al Pischei Beisai Mibachutz. That is the mitzvah. Al Pischei Beisai Mibachutz. And that's the issue between Rashi and Tesis, maybe. Even though there might be more Pisumei Nisa in the Pesach Achotzer, it's close to Yisharabim, but the Pesach Abayis, which ends up going to Yisharabim, because you need Pischei Batim. And maybe that's the issue of Tefach, Hasamuch LePesach, because Tefach, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, Achav Bezim and Aleph, Omar Rabba, Ner Chanukah Mitzal Nicha, B'Tefach Hasmucha LePesach. The Tefach is a shum and tzio of mokke. Okay? And I remember, Moshe Zichay Levocha told me from the Zayda, the Rav, that he wasn't talking about the Tefach over here, but he was talking about the sheer Tefach in Inyone Atera, that there's a separate issue of Smichas Mokke in Tefach. And he quoted, I remember quoting him, I remember he came back from the Zayda and he told me these two Rambams. The Rambam Perek Vov of Hilchos Tefillin Halacha Yudbeis Behechem Kleivim Es Mezuzah Besor Chlal Shel Pesach Betefach Hasomach Lchutz Betchil Shlish Elyon Shel Goyva Hashar Dim Kovo Tefach Hasomach Zna Im Kovo Lamaila Mizeh Kshera Vuhu Shiachikeno Min Hamashkei Tefach. Because if it's within the Tefach of the Mashkei, then it's considered on the mashkei also. Okay? The shir tzichas mokav. Okay? And then, the Rav also quoted the Rambam of the Shema Kippurim. That the Rambam says in Perek Gimel Alochehei, Umachnis domon lehecho, Umazer midam shnehen, B'yoyim azeh aboy misholosh hazoyis, V'eilu hein, Mazer tchil midam apo, Shmon Hazoyis, B'Kodesh HaKadoshim, listen to this, Bein Bade Oloim, Kov LeKapires, B'Tefach, that's the word, B'Tefach, Shenem Olufnei HaKapires, Yazor, Dos Olufnei HaKapires, Olufnei HaKapires, Yazor. So he quoted, obviously it was amazing, we were very young, boom, bam, long, so that's it, okay? So, you get now the impression there's an important issue of Bais and Pesach Bais. Okay? Now, in context of this, comes the Ran in Shabbos on Achsanoi Chayiv, okay? And the Ran says an amazing thing. Omer Sheish Achsanoi Orach Afa Pi She'en Loi Bayis Deloi Teima Din Ne'achanek Din Mezuzo Dechol Mi She'en Loi Bayis Potem Min HaMezuzo Kamashmon. No. The Shail is, what's the Kamashmon? We don't know. But the Gemara, that was the issue of the Gemara. But you can't understand that unless you're coming from the backdrop, there's a din bias. And din pesach bias. Comes in Sefer Orchas Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchis Chalaka, Ois Yudalit, a discussion back and forth. And then he says, because of Bo Hatruma, Ho Disan, O the Achsanoi, Osa Lashminon, Dahava Amino, Chivas Tarahu, it's a chiv of the gate, of the door. Kamoi Mezuzo, Kimin Shoma Mitzvah, Lonicha Pesach Besai. The aim of Shemish Yesh like Pesach Chayiv, Mishayin like Pesach Yifto, Kamash Mon Chayiv. Mamish again, Mezuzah. Okay. But however, L'chayiv is more than this, because it says Achsnoi is Chayiv, and it means not only he's not Potter, but L'chayiv he should be doing something. Okay? That's what it should mean. We don't know that's what it means. So comes the Rosh and says, Shuchayiv Lotzeis Ka'achsanoi. He, in this situation of Achsanoi, he's Chayiv. What does it mean, he's Chayiv? So the Chiddush is that even though he's not from B'nai Abayis, he still has the light. And he is basically nomad who really doesn't have a bias, but on the other hand, he has some shaykhis in his bias, and somehow he lights. Okay? The Rosh in Shabbos Perik Beis Simen Ches, Om Rav Sheshes, Achsanoi Chayiv, B'nei Chanak, V'enu Yoitze, B'nei Roshal Baal HaBayis. Lom V'chal Ish V'ishtoi. Okay? The word Ish V'ishtoi is very strange. Okay? See, you would learn Nei Ishu Beisai is, you know, the Gemara in Shabbos talks about Beisai Zuhu Loma Kolei Ishti Beisai, whatever, but, you know, that's what it means, and that's what the Beisai means, and not the children, you know, it's a little bit far-fetched. Befrat, then, in Sefer Shmois, Ishu Beisai Bo is referring to the family, it's not referring to Adafka to the Ishvi Ishtai. And the Rambam in Furish in Hilchos Megillah, Hilchos Chanukah, in Perek Dal Locha Aleph, when he counts the Mahadrin, that the Bnei Bayis, he counts all the people in the house. Okay? And Noshim and Anoshim. Okay? The question is, you know, who is this Oreach? What does he do? I mean, let's say, you know, someone happens to be moseying down the street, and oh, he looks at his clock. Oh, now it's Halukas Ner Chanukah. Oh, there's a house. So let me go and light. Okay. So the Rashba, when he defines Achsanoi, he defines the person sleeping in place X, even though he has his own place, but he eats in place Y. As a guest, okay, he lights in the place that he eats as a guest. And even though he has, but the fact that he eats as the Labalabayis,
That's not considered, he has a bias. He's still called an oreach. He's still called an asanoi. But he doesn't have a chiv of ne'atzmoi to be madik the place that he sleeps, even though it's a separate place. And that's what the Chuvas HaRashbo is referring to. The Chuvas HaRashbo, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tov Kuf Mem Beis. Okay? Yeah, okay? You know, we can go into this one and just give me the facts, okay? We can, each thing is what to talk about. So, when we have Zera, before he was married, okay, I mean, we don't have to pass it, he didn't have parents, okay, but I assume that since he wasn't Shtemich al Shulchan Aviv, okay, he was Shtemich on the Shulchan of the Yeshiva, as the Gemara basically says, Ki Aveh Beis Rav, I was Shtemich on this Rav, that the Gemara, anything, whatever. So, basically, they can't lie for him. Because he's not part, and being in the yeshiva, he's really not part and parcel of the Bnei Bayis. And you need either Semach al Shulchan Aruch, and some say that it depends upon Yodok, Yadoviv, not getting involved in that, but you look in the Ochas Chaim, in that place, he talks about the Chen Godo Abayis, he goes through these possibilities. How much are we showing it? Okay? With Yodu Kiyad Ba'abado. So that's the question, how much you have to be. Okay? But then it's an amazing thing that if he's married, okay, and he basically is in the yeshiva and eating, I don't know, he might have gone on an excursion, like I'm not sure, it doesn't say anything of Zera, he basically is considered in his house, his wife, and where she lives, and she likes him. And that was the change in getting married and not getting married. Correct? That's the plan. They didn't do anything yet. Okay? But l'chayim, what you see from the Rashba, is someone moseying down the street. If he's not eating there, the whole issue doesn't start. He can't light. Okay? Okay. Now, there's an amazing thing happening also. The whole issue of Mishtate Beprite in the Bnei Bayis, we don't find, correct? And whether Achsenoi himself is making the Baal HaBayis a Shliach to be Madlik, whatever that means, we don't find that there has to be discussion between the Baal HaBayis and the people there in order that he's madlik on them, whatever that means. We don't have any clue about this, correct? In fact, we don't know that there was a discussion of Zayin and his wife about this at all. We don't know anything. We don't know how far they're away from each other. Okay. Now, and L'cheira, in the Din Mahadrin, which the Gemara says in Shabbos, on Chof Aleph Mbeis, Tonu Abonim, Mitzis Chanak in Nehi Shubesai, V'amahadrin Ne'er L'kol Echod V'Echod. Ne'er L'kol Echod V'Echod, L'kol Echod V'Echod, is those, the Minyan Anshi Abayis. So we don't even know if there's a lock of mahadrin for achsenoi. It's keneged kol echad v'yechem b'nei abayis, but the achsenoi really is not the b'nei abayis. So the b'chal don't know how this whole gemara reflects itself in achsenoi. Correct? Okay, I'm going on next. Now, even the Lashon HaRamah, when he says in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, Sibbeis Hagor V'yeshoim the Kol Echad B'nei Abayis Yadlik, Ramah is Mechadish that the Mahadrin reflects itself in the person themselves. Mahadrin, whatever that means, okay, not getting involved in that. But he spoke of Ibn Abbas. Okay? So, that, okay, now. Now, let's start laying some principles down. Okay? That's some of just general information. I haven't said anything yet. Okay?
First of all, Rabbi Isai, what is the difference between Ner Chanukah and Mezuzah, which both have to do with bias? Okay?
The Gemara, the Ram says in Perek Yud Aleph Brachos, Halacha Beis, Mitzvahs Asei She'odem Chayiv Lishtadil V'Lil Deif Ad Shiasa Isa. It's a chayvus aguf, and have to run around and make sure that it gets done. Lil doif. Could go in tefillin, v'sukkah, v'lulah, v'shoifa. V'elu hein anikoyim chayva. A mitzvah which is chayva, I'm obligated to do. A kakafta de gavra. I'm obligated to do it. It's on my back. L'fi she'odem chayiv al koponim ma'asayis. He has to do it. There's no way out. Yesh mitzvah she'eno chayva el adoim l'rishus kegoyin mezuzah umaka she'eno l'mchayiv lishkoyin b'bayis l'chayiv mezuzah k'dei she'as mezuzah el imrota lishkoyin kol yom ba'oil o b'svina yeshev. Okay, now then he talks about the rabbonins. They get talocha gimel and he has the parallel structure about the chayv v'chein halocha gimel. Kol hamitzvahs shehin b'divrei seifin bein mitzvahs shehi chayva b'divreim gogon mikra megillah v'adlokas ner b'shabbos v'adlokas ner Chanukah. Okay, so then the chayva comes out that a person who doesn't have a house, the pshati is in mezuzah, he has no chiv. There's no din that have to run and buy a house in order to put up a mezuzah. Okay. But a person who doesn't have a house, as far as Ner Chanukah is concerned, he's chayiv and his potter, he's an ons. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't have to light Ner Chanukah. He just can't fulfill his obligation. The way he fulfills his obligation is lighting it in front, lighting his house. Okay? L'chayra, that's what it comes out. The Ram compares Megillah, and that's L'chayra, the Ram saw that. Because the Gemara says that Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah is Kilu Megillah and Ner Chanukah. The Rambam always puts it together, if you remember. That Kikriyasa, the Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Torah, the beginning of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah, is that Halokas Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah midibri seven, Kriyasa Megillah. It's a Chavis Gavra. A Chavis Gavra can only be discharged if you have a house. And Achsanoi is a very peculiar issue where he has something, but he really is not part of the house, and what does he do? Okay? So the whole issue of what the mitzvah lokas ner Chanukah pivots about what you're going to do with Achsanoi. The Seder? That's a step. Okay? Next step. The Rambam, the way he sets up Hilchos Chanukah is very interesting. I pointed out last week in Perek Gimel, he starts just mentioning Pesachei Batim, and then he goes in and have a long discussion of Hallel. We explain why is the Rambam in the middle of nowhere, you know, start talking about Hallel, not only for Chanukah, the place of Hallel in the whole year, and any other time you mention Hallel, is in Hilchos Chanukah. We spoke about it. Okay. He opens up Perek Dalid with discussing the regular mitzvah Chanukah Ner Shubesoi, Mahadrin, goes through all the halachas of Ner Chanukah, and at the end he basically is, let's say, borders on drush that the mitzvah Chanukah is chaviva moed. That's the end. Then he talks about Ner Chanukah and Shalom Bayis and not Shalom Bayis and all, right? That's the end of it. Okay. The tail end of his discussion about the mitzvah halakas ner Chanukah is discussion of achsanoy. All the way talk to the end before he says mitzvahs ner Chanukah chaviv moed. Okay? In fact, he puts it after the din of halakha b'nei achshad, all the din of what, how you madlik, what you madlik, all the din in ner Chanukah mentioned. And then, at the end, there's achsanoy. Okay? See, a priori, looking at this, your impression is that the issue of halakas achsanoy is a very peripheral issue to halakas ner Chanukah. That you would have assumed by the Rambam's placement. The question is, what does all this mean? That's a very interesting question. Just the observation of how he quotes the halakha. And the whole issue of the shtachta of priest is only mentioned in the end, it's only mentioned by Achsanoy. So you get the impression is that really the din is a din of Adloka, of Anshe Besoy, and Bayis, and the Achsanoy rulers have a Bayis, but somehow we found a separate dispensation for him to be able to somehow, if he somehow is called an Achsanoy, not just a vagrant passing by, he has some type of way of putting this together. Correct? Okay. It's a very important observation. But that's... And that... L'cheira, this is the beginning to understand what the Rav meant when I asked him, you know, to make yourself, you have a bona fide locker, and putting yourself in such an achsanoi, who goes away for Shabbos Chanukah? That's probably part of the tema. We'll see about this more. Okay?
The Shabbos aspect isn't any different than the rest.
No, no. Who goes away? Okay, it's a no. No, no, no difference. No difference. No difference. Okay. So l'cheir could be that Adloka b'achasanoi is only b'dievet, and he's not from B'nai Bayis, and a separate head to Adloka. We have to know what it is, okay? Comes the Ravio. Okay? Just go through this slowly, and then we'll start, you know, just weaving what the Rishayim say, then we'll try to weave this, okay? Comes Ravio in Hilchos Shabbos, Meseches Shabbos, Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes. V'kol v'adova be'enai de'achsanoi mishtate be'priti l'ne'er Shabbos, ne'er shel Shabbos. There's no mention in the Gemara of mishtate be'priti by ne'er Shabbos. This is the what the Rav Yoh says is what happened in ne'er Chanukah is not an isolated phenomenon, would apply itself in ne'er Shabbos. Kol be'enai is a passage in Shulchan Aruch like this. Okay. And this is the source of it. Kol Beina. Okay. K'moy l'ner shel Chanukah, im loy madlikin olov b'goy beise. So there's another amazing thing. If they're madlik for me in my house over there, and I happen to be in a different place for Shabbos, I don't have to worry about ner Shabbos. I'm okay like my ner Chanukah. Okay. Okay. So then he says, "In Moisa loy balabayis bechino." It's only if he has no kinyonim in the bayis. He has no kinyon in the bayis, and there's no one lighting for him. However, then he goes on, "The in beis balei batim dorim biyachad domi lohodesanya v'mahadrin." Nel kolecha v'yachad. So you get the impression shnei balabatim who have kinyonim in the house, then each one lights. So a priori, the whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch where the two balabatim light is not something from a guest. People who mamish have kinyonim in the house. And the whole business that every woman comes in, I have to light, I have to light, I have to light. I'm not sure that, you know, that the halacha actually supports that, okay? And the important point over here is the whole take on this is that there's a relationship. Ner Shabbos is the Ner Shubeso. It's the bias that requires a hadlaka. The same way as a Ner Chanukah. Otherwise, the impression. What if you talk about a poshet in here from Oyeg Shabbos? That's the place where I eat. So everyone's an equal thing. You don't have to own the house, okay? But if you're talking about Shalom Bayis or Kovach Shabbos or the house or something, then you can start maybe imagining to compare the two. Then he has a line at the end, which I'm not going to get into. V'kosh ke'in l'kruyim b'nei b'esai. And the guy's magia, kosh ke'in l'kruyim b'nei b'esai. I'm not sure if he's improved anything by his ongoing, may have made it worse. But I'm just not sure that b'chlau in o'reach and Achsanoi can light. He's Mishtati Repriti. Okay? Because he talks. I don't know if it's Mahadrin and Shabbos. I'm not sure what he wants and what the relationship between Mahadrin. No, there's a lot over here which is not. I'm interested in Hanukkah now, not in Shabbos. Okay? That's a separate shit. Okay? I'm just telling you there's a lot here. I wrote about it a little bit, but not talking about it anymore. Okay, next. Now, that's what we have over here. So, L'cheira. This, that you get the impression that Achsanoi does not have the Mahadrin, really, Raviyor, and he can't just go online himself, okay? And this would support the Marshal, okay? We'll see about that later, that basically said that. And this maybe is where my Rebbe was coming from, that Achsanoi is in a very tenuous position. That he basically is Mishtatev Apriti, and that's all he has. And somehow, there's some magic over here, which we don't even know how it works. Okay? Continue? Okay, I didn't do anything. Okay, now the Ramban. Okay, so we had Al-Gam Hilbis Chanukah, that's Mukhaimot, Al-Gam Yor in Mesech Shabbos, and an Ramban in Pesachim. And those are, you know, Ramban in Pesachim. Comes Ramban. Vayni Oimer. Ramban though is an amazing thing. Okay. It's just an absolutely amazing thing. The Gemara discusses when you make a bracha, do you make it with a lamed, le, or it's an al when you make a birchas mitzvah. Okay. So Ramban decides about a klal. Okay. And he decides the klal is so good that he has to, you know, make everything fit into it. Which is very interesting. You know, usually you like to look at everything and make the klal based on the facts, okay? He, you know, okay. That's what he's doing, okay? Or that's the way he presents it, okay? So he says that every mitzvah which can't be done on a shliach, which he learns even shliach, is shliach kamoise is a problem. Other Rishonim don't learn Shliach Moshe is the problem in this klal, but he does. Okay, that's why he says that Afroshes Trumas and Maisers, everything which is can't be done as a Shliach is with a lamed. So it's not Lahafish Chala, it's not Lahafish Trumas and Maisers. It's Al Afroshes Chala and Al Afroshes Trumas and Maisers, and that's what he quotes on Achav Shapcha saying also. Okay, so Rabbi's changing the whole world. Okay. And it's not l'honiach eruv, it's ala nochas eruv. Okay. And but tefillin and tzitzis and yeshiva basuka has to be with a lip. Okay. That is adkan. I'm just presenting first. I want to just take the time. Okay. Zakter Ramban zayin amar alav v'im taima frekter Ramban. Since that is klal, and you gotta go with this klal. In Tema, Hayalokas Ner Chanukah, Shef Lessels Ede Shliach, Umubokhon Lov Lahadlik. Okay? Come on. Okay? Yesh Loima, Yesh Lon Loima, Shiny Hossam, Shahadloka, Mitzah, Atzmo, He Shosa Mitzah. That's a very garbled, you know, sentence, and the grammar is, I don't know, is, you know, Shahadloka mitzvah atzmo, he shows a mitzvah. V'itman, preparing Bam Madlikin Tzoch Lishtatite Vitrite Vi Eino Yetze Ela Bishal Atzmai. And the fact that you clean it, the shemen, you have a kinyan in the shemen, that's enough. Okay? Then he said something which I'm going to tell you. The Chagav is very important for Chanukah. V'oi, ki v'cho goyim nami b'voch u'mitzvah v'ilois v'shu pisum inisa kovu v'lamet. So he's not sure about the first parents. He says that they were kevei the sh'osa nisim on v'chi'iyah for the other people who are not madlik. But the people who are madlik, the bracha of the hadlik ner shel Chanukah goes on two things. One part might be elvidara de shliach, but since it's part of it, the riyah, which can't be dara de shliach, which is part of the mitzvah, therefore they're kevei lamed. That's what he's saying. That's not the subject of the shir. That's the second tenet. That's an amazing thing, which is the shir itself. Okay, next, okay, now. So what happened is, he does an amazing thing. There's some achrinim, okay. The Chan is the similar, it's okay, also say. Some achrinim quote this Chan and this Ramban and say, well, there's a din bailus on the Chanukah. You have to be the bailum on it. Okay. I would tell you, that's not a proper interpretation of Ramban. The Ramban, I think, is talking about an isolated phenomenon. He's bothered, and he doesn't ask a question about... See, let me ask you a different question. In Neri Shubesai, where the children, the son in the house, he has a kinyan in the Ner Chanukah, in the Shemen? No one asked such a question. Ramban didn't either. Aishlichus, what happened over there? How does Ramban deal with this? He's not bothered by this question. He's bothered by Shlichus Nachsanoi. Okay? And he says that since the Achsanoi buys the Shemen, it's considered somehow it's his Hadlokah. The Hadlokah is Mitzvah directly to him without Shlichus. That's what he's Machadish Tikkun Torah to explain what the Ishtate Beprit is. That's what the Rabban's doing. But it's an amazing thing. Because basically there's no shlichus. That's how it happens. But Bener Ishu Beitzai, Rabban didn't have a problem. The problem starts and ends with Asanoi. Otherwise, no shlichus. Okay? I'm not getting involved in Rabbi Nadova. I mean, Nadova does amazing things over here. This Ramban, I'm not sure that's shot. I'm not getting involved in Rabbi Nadova. Okay, you look at it, it's amazing. Okay? I can look at it. I'm not. Okay. I have a shir, but I'm not going to get to that anyway. It's not in the game. Okay, now next. So what happened? So you get the impression, if you have the hadlok of Ner Ishu Beisoy, oh, that's it. The question is, what does it mean? Okay. Now I want to read to you, I'm going to go to this a little bit more carefully, and a little bit more of what he's talking about, you know, as time goes on, if we have time to finish it. I just want to read you a little quote from my Rebbe's Sefer, the Igus Hagri. And he says like this. He says, in Hilchos Chanukah, V'chol Yisrael Hadin, Shemi, the Mi, Shemadlikin Allah, Besech Besai, the Yotzi Dei Chayvosai, who Din Miyuchad Gabinei Chanukah, Midin, Shemitzvah Chanukah, He Ner Ishu Besai. Now listen to the next line. This is the important thing. The im b'seich beisai miskayim kiyum hadloka have hare hadloka zu peteres es kove de abayis veinam tzichem lahadlik. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to equip the bias. The bias is not only central, like talking about the Rashi with the Ramda, but the mitzvah, to equip the house. You know, you can say the bush, the Jewish house, I'm not getting, you can leave, leave it to the Darshanim. But to equip the house with a nech. So there's no issue shlichus. The Bnei Bayis never had a problem. But the Bnei the Achsenoi, he's coming from nowhere. You know, he just came, he's a guest who's, they know, what shaykh does he have? Or the Neri Shubesai is not in Neri Shubesai. And we're out. They start to repeat that he has nothing. And the Ramban says, there's takano shlichus. And the whole din of Neri Shubesai is takis not shlichus. Achsenoi, that's who needs shlichus. Again here, that's the wrong. Who goes and is an Achsenoi? So he's probably saying Yeshiva, Zeir was in Yeshiva, to have to come home in order to this and to take a trip, you don't know how far he's away, what to say. That's a different story, but to go away for there Shabbos Chanukah or go away for Chanukah, that was part of what he meant. Okay, now. And then he goes on, and he says, "Abu Hamadlik eno moitzi es achelim yidei chivosim el niftorim heimim eile." Okay, every word over here. Do you see din nechanekahu she is kaim kium haloka b'seich beisay ochein. Ze emes, the im misha potem a mitzvah, a chelish eich mekotten is mazik, you have nothing. But if you have a lokash of chiluf, that's enough, even though he's not being moitzi. Because the house was equipped with a nech Hanukkah. Okay? So that takes care of Pam Shlichus, Ramban, everything. And all the focus is only on Achsenoi. And Achsenoi is a whole new world, and that's the problem. So you see in the Rambam, the way he quotes it after Choshen, Choshad, the way Rabbi Yo quotes it in Hadlokah from their Shabbos and the Ramban, you see that it's not so simple. Okay. Now, next, that is why the Rama puts it after Chashad. Because he basically, it's not the halakha of Neri Shubesa B'chlal. And the same way there's halakha from Shad, there's also halakha of Ishtatfus Zeprite. There's a whole new story. And the Maisa, if he has a bias Isur Madlika Lov, see, it's no problem, because it's part, it's the Neri Shubesa. Okay? So the problem we start, Shein Madlika Lov and Ishtatfus Zeprite. Okay, let me skip that part. It is true. The question is, that when a person let's say like this. It could be that the only option the Achsenoi has is the Shtatfus Zeprite. Because the whole idea of Neri Shubesai is completely foreign to him. He's not even a bias. He has no shaykhs at all. So then, and we'll talk about this as we go on, that it's not simple at all that people just run into houses and start lighting all over the place and they just happen to be there for 5 to a few minutes and maybe spending Shabbos there, that, you know, there's such a hadlocha. It is true that a person, you might not have adloka shlomi daitoi, okay? And you have to be acquiesced to that. But that might only be Bachsanoi. And when the Ritva talks about the fact that you need das of the person you're madlik for, he only talks about Achsanoi. Zayin Rebeis in the Chidusha Miyuchosim Ritva and Psochim, the Hilchoso, Ba'alokas Nechanaka Enu Yetze, Ba'alokas Acherim, Shalom Yidaitai, Ba'ari Hu Chayiv Lehishtate Bepriti. It wasn't doing anything. What was he talking about? The truth is, and that's what Geshe's Kalvin Mishnah Brewer is Taka Mashma, that Achsanoi can light Levad, and we'll see exactly that there might be Shoshan Hare Kodesh, he can light, and he can do whatever he wants in Shalom Yisrael. But that itself is a Chiddush, because he's Tachnak B'nei Abayis. So where is it coming from here? Bulul in the Mistafina. Here comes Chiddush number one. Bulul in the Mistafina. The question is, when you talk about Mahadrin, okay, can you imagine Mahadrin in a vacuum? Well, Mahadrin, by definition, is built on the fact you have the Ikar Mitzvah, and then you go a rung higher. Okay? Or Mahadrin should be in the vacuum of everything. Okay. Now, in general, what we know, for example, sits in Shena Makunis Amila, okay, that you can be chayzi, even if it's pirish, okay. That means you did the Ikar Mitzvah, according to the Torah, whatever the God, the Rebbe's Club talks about in Rosh Chanukah. Okay? You have the Ikar Mitzvah, and then you can add on to it, okay? But you can't just. Mahajan doesn't exist in a vacuum, L'chayr. So, the next point would be there is a and I want to suggest that's what he had in mind to bring about here. In Simon Chokim, he asked the question, someone started in Halokas near Hanukkah, and he said, Ashek Nisham, the son of Lahadik Nisham. He said, and he started lighting, and he forgot to say Lahadik Nisham Shachar Hanukkah. But he still, before finishing the Mahadru, can you make a bracha on the Mahadru? Okay? So, Rabbi Kveger Lechatchila wants to bring a raya from the Ramah. And then it's Derechid. He says, there's no raya. Okay? So I thought that that's the issue. Because Rabbi Kveger thought, at least in the reason to bring the raya, is that every Hadlokas Mahadrin is built on the fact that he has a Neri Shubesai and that he does a Mahadrin. So it means every person who does the Mahadrin has the Ikar Mitzvah, is just building on it. And if you're going to say that a Mahadrin can't make a bracha, you're basically saying that after the Ikar Mitzvah you can't make a bracha. And we say Mahadrin can make a bracha. So that's a raya, that you can make a bracha on the Mahadrin itself, even if you have the Ikar Mitzvah. That's what I thought Rav Kveger would say. Then Ichav Gimli is Derche the Raya, okay? And I think he's saying something what Biskurov says, but, you know, Biskurov hadn't said it, I can't say I understand it, okay? The whole discussion there in his paragraph, Behine Gam, in the Choschanik, is very interesting. I'm not getting involved in that. It's something that, you know, there's some of my Rebbe's business in there, you'll see it, but listen to this. Uvedas HaRamor HaMahadrin Kol echod v'echod madlik b'fnei atzmoi b'neiris musiyomim v'adloka miyuchodo v'einon, listen to this, v'einon yoitzim b'neiris shabal abayis v'zeo ahidu shebezeh. That's what he says. Oh, that's good for the Hidr, that they're not yoitzim, because if you have the neiris shebezeh, you can't have the Mahadr. It's counter, it's the whole, and somehow the Mahadrin Ner Chanukah is different than Mahadin Kor Torah. And the Mahadin itself denies the Ner Yishuv Beisar. And the Mahadin can exist in a vacuum. And that's where Rav Kveg is Deicha L'chayim. But that, what we say, is an amazing thing. The question we prepared to accept such a thing is that's what's going on. Can you accept Mahadin in Ner Chanukah without Ner Yishuv Beisar? Now, let's start the next step. Comes is a Beis Yosef and a Tumas Adeshin. Because of the Tumas in Tov Resh Ayin Zayin, Gimel Beis, I'm not sure exactly who is it. Because of the Tumas Adeshin, Simon Kof Aleph, Dachsanoi Shunosui, in what's a lahadlik or lavorich mishum hider shapidomi. Because he wants to be frumer than Rav Zeira. V'li nira, the Beis Yosef says, tein lismach al zeh. Lavorich brocha shen tzricha. So there are 2 points over here. It could be the first point. It's cholok b'etzim yisig dinoi da lok of nosui that is memela bal kocho bechlau the ner yishu beisai and his das is not moil to makir himself. He can't not be that. Okay, you notice carefully the Beis Yosef is only a shadow of bok shel tzricha. Okay, because he's yoytze chanukah modeshah and he has it from his wife who he has it over here. You know, he's not denying that, but the question is the shaila from the bracha. Okay. He's not sure about the English smoke, also. But l'chera, in Achsanoi, in a shtati repita, you certainly can be moil, you know, it's a tish of shlicha, you certainly can. It's not, the balabai is not a din memela. That certainly depends on what it does. And the emes is, this could be expression of the Lord's letter that he says, that he lives in memela. And once it's memela, it doesn't depend upon your das. You're part of Ner Yishuv Beisar, or you're not part of Ner Yishuv Beisar. You don't have a choice. And that's what the Beis Yosef is reflecting. And the emes is the Tshuvas of Mashal, that in Nosui, Daito Eino Moil. Okay? The Tshuvas of Mashal in Simon Pehe. V'yish v'yish tei bevadei, maspik lehem ne'er echad v'achsanoi ha'nosui, im eino yodei, whatever it is. Aleich shenu goitza lotzeis, but loke shel ishtoi, shemalekes ala bebeisoi, bebeis, nira deloi kol kiminei, ver yochul vorech. So masha, pegi. So that's it. Oh, further complicates, ach so loin. Now, then there's more than this. That is, you see, the Rav went even further than this tshuva, and he said that that's why an isha can be madlik for a baal in Chanukah, even though in the Megillah there are those in the Rishonim that an isha can't be. I can't read a Megillah for a husband because that's what you say from father. That the pshat is that the Pesume Nisa is a separate Machayev. It doesn't cancel that say there's no Ptur Mitzah Sheis Zman Gomo. There is a Ptur, but it's a separate Chiv. So the Shaila is, how can Rav Zeira's wife lie for him? That was never a problem. So he said the Pshat is that Rav Zeira's wife is not Moitzi him. You just need a Halacha Shel Chiv, and the Bais has a Ner Yishuv Beisar. And she, be'etzem, it's not only that it's not shlichus, you couldn't imagine shlichus. I'm not even sure, okay? You know, and that's why, you know, how an achsanoi who's by a woman, whether she can be madlik for him according to the shtikl Torah. Unless you say, with the Ramban, that it's hadlok atmis, but how, it's how, you know, the point, what does that mean exactly? But I'm not getting, okay. Now. Then there's a marhil, the bochum yeshiva, okay? Bochum malamdim shamoshim tzrichim mahadlik, in the minhogim. Hilchus Chanukah. Vim neshei madlikim b'shvilim eim tzrichim. Mari Segel, that's the Maril. Heishi b'tshuva, zelishen, and there Chanukah noyim b'chol duchtei, shekola orchim, o bachuri madlikim. Af agab, the madlikim abadei aleim kolecha b'beisar. That is the Apalocha, that's the Mishnah Berurah. The Atta, hekei orchim b'chulei, the loyke moshe posak ri, whatever it is, in kei, also the mechshedeh. We should walk about to a lesson, they are going to lose the Shalishna, which is not clear you can do that. Memela, Chalov Chiyuv. Okay, that is, and the Bochum line, everyone likes, no problems. That's the Lavush. Okay, the Lavush. Well, come to Chubas Mashal, and what he does is basically turn the world upside down. And I'm interested in this Lashon. Because it basically is very expressive, and in a nutshell, of different approach to halacha. She says, "The ish v'ishter b'vad they maspikol am nirecho in pei gimel v'achsano enosri im ein daito she ishter mad im ein ein yodeya she ishter madikol." Then he asked Yochel Madik, "Why can we vork? I don't know. That's a should be a suffix. Avol in yodeya b'bilo she madlekes." As he says, he madikol more v'ade. I don't know why that should be. Of all, vaday madlek is love, ain't loy lidlek. Im loy shehu beveis yechidi, umishum aloye yadlek. But it's time ad loka from chshad. Avum mikomu kum loy yevorech, it's only chshad. He's bechal vatachi. Vehechad loy shal yoda, shehid liko lo, ubo vio yisei laylo, tzorok lazo lidlek, ulubok, ufishachal lo, chlevis achom. Avu hechad shehru goy tzolos, it's bad loka shal yishtoi, Shemalekes Allah bebayis nira dolekol kminei v'eno yochol levorich. Okay, that's very, very. Now let me read the last line. Umashere idna habachurim machmir l'atzmom. This is what the Rav was. This is the Rav. Umashere idna shabachurim machmir l'atzmom shlo lishtatif b'priti v'yadif l'daitayu. They're better than Rabzeira. Rabzeira didn't start in the Krita. Oh, I want to do my own halacha for Mahadrin. Zehu minig Ashkenaz. I don't know if he's referring to the way they, the mind works in Ashkenaz or the Maril. Zehu minig Ashkenaz. But listen to what he says about it. Shemagbim ha-tofel, they look into Mahadrin, the tofel, umanich no ikah. V'alevai shelo yakiru b'mitzvah chamuris u'kfar nizboi d'vorza. This is the mashal. So you understand yourself, this is the major issue over here. Can you come and in the vacuum, see if you can learn that Mahadrin can be in the vacuum of without Neisha Beisa, then you can imagine it can be Madlik, but maybe that's not true. And if you can imagine Shemadlik, maybe the halakha of Nerishu of Mahadrin is only in someone who has the option Nerishu Beisar, but he only has the option of Mishtatei B'Priti. So he can't be Madlik. But that is, the Olam goes and they have no problems, and they say, and that's the Mashal, and this, and that is what I have to say. Shabbat Chanukah, and just look at this is the issue here.